Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Thank you, Tass. Our next guest is the Deputy CEO of the Pennington Institute, Stephen McNally. Good morning, Stephen.
G'day, Macca. Hi, Taz. How are you both?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's Overdose Awareness Week, and the Pennington Institute, I think, has just completed a piece of work on...
A piece of work, Macca.
A piece of work. You know, Stephen, you work in the sector. Tass likes that term, a piece of work. But it's on the level of overdose activity, for want of a better word. I'm sure you'll correct me, in Australia. But I wanted to start off, if I may, because it's been, I've been thinking about this for the last few days since I knew we would have you on. Medically supervised injecting facilities. I have a particular view about how important they are and how vital they are. Does the Pennington Institute have a view on this, and the data that you have, what does that say? I'm sorry to start off with that, but it's been sitting in my mind for a couple of days.
No, well, thanks for that question. It's, the injecting room, it saves lives, and one issue that Pennington Institute works by is that the research, the policy work, is that everything that we do is evidence based. And that's a really important point to start from. And the evidence shows that supervised injecting rooms, such as what we have in North Richmond Community Health Centre, it has saved lives. And not only that, it helps people connect to a range of services as well. So it makes lives better as well. So the evidence is there, and we haven't lost a life at the centre, which is an achievement, which is a great thing to remember.
I know, just to add to that, Steve, that one of the most interesting things Nico Clark told us on one of the occasions he was on here, that when people come in to the facility there, they actually, there's access to a whole lot of other health services that perhaps previously they didn't engage with or that they didn't go to. So there are other health dividends there. But let's go back to the report that the Pennington Institute, the overdose report. Run us quickly through what's come out of that. And what was the time frame? Is it a calendar year?
This report, which is Australia's annual overdose report 2020, it's a report that we've been putting out for a few years now. This is the fourth one. It gives a snapshot of what's gone on in the latest data that is available that we get from the ABS, and that year is 2018. So we're able to look across Australia. It's the only report that is a comprehensive report that provides that data across a range of different drugs, and we're able to sort of go down to quite a local level, almost like an LGA level, to give some local communities some insight into what's going on. So we also, in the report, that we tend to do sort of like the 5-year snapshot, so we're able to look at what's gone on over the last 5 years and how that's changed from the previous 5 years in a number of different drug types, whether we're going up, down, what's happening in that regard. So that's the other, I guess the other point to lead with is that what we're seeing is that it's trending up. It's not going down.
It's trending up.
And we're seeing that across a number of different drug types, but we're looking at over 2,000 drug-related deaths, and for unintentional, in 2018, so it's accidental overdoses, were 1,556 across Australia. So that's that's incredibly a large number.
Four a day.
Yeah. Okay.
One every six hours.
It's a lot. Yeah. And what we're talking about is there's 1,556 the accidental overdose. That's families, loved ones that are left for the rest of their lives. Grieving that loss. So it's a tragedy, and it's a hidden public health crisis tragedy that's not talked about, which is what this report partly is about. It's providing that data, it's providing the facts for us to have conversations, evidence informed conversations about overdose.
So what you're trying to do with Overdose Awareness Week is to really shine the torch on the issues and get the community to talk about us and hopefully do something about it. But, Stephen, I want to ask you, why are drug users often demonised? Why are they treated like there's something wrong with them?
Well, that's a big question. It does go to the heart of a lot of these issues. And it's the reason why we launched the report on Monday, which is International Overdose Awareness Day. It's drug issues are clouded by shame and stigma. There's a lot of secrecy underpinning a lot of that too. We've got the issue of a lot of drugs are illegal, and with that comes a whole range of challenges, and we need to be tackling that. But what we know from this report also is that it's not just the illegal drugs, it's also the pharmaceutical, it's the legal drugs that are at play here as well.
Such as? Can you talk to us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's, we're talking about opioid pain management, so it's the prescription drugs, it's the benzodiazepines drugs as well, and also it's the combination. It's what we refer to, or what we call the polydrug use. And another finding that's come out of this last year, and we've been seeing this trend over the last few years, but it's very evident in this last year, is that four or more drugs in someone's system we're finding is contributing to more and more overdose. And what we know now in the 2018 is that there were 582 accidental overdose deaths where there were four or more substances.
And what do you mean by accidental? I mean, nobody deliberately overdoses, I assume.
No, but there can be deaths attributed to drugs, and it might be suicide. It might be the drugs in their body, and they have an accident. So it's death by another means. It's not through unintentionally taking, and it's an accidental consuming of the drugs. So it's there's no other factor involved to cause a death.
So when you talk about overdose, you're not just talking about injecting drugs only, you're talking about the full suite of drugs. Does that include alcohol and tobacco?
It includes alcohols in there as well, yes. We're not talking, tobacco isn't part of what we look at. But alcohol's an important one in that, and what I was talking about a moment ago about that four or more substances, it's often, because alcohol acts, it is a depressant, as many of these other drugs are, and that's where people get themselves into trouble. In that, with their breathing being reduced through different depressant drugs, opioids, benzodiazepines, and then if you pop a glass of wine on top of that, that can be enough to push someone into real trouble.
Stephen, we're almost out of time, but if any of our listeners have got concerns about alcohol and other drug issues, what can they do, or what should they do?
Yeah, it's there's different lines that they can call. They can also get onto the internet. But there's Lifeline. There's other advice that they can seek out. It's important to talk to people, to talk to loved ones about it, and not to dismiss, I guess, these issues. And particularly if you are concerned about the drug that you are taking, pharmaceutical, it's talking to your doctor. Yeah. If you are getting a prescription, it is having that conversation. And some of these drugs are quite strong, and you could be taking a number of different drugs, and you're just not aware that if you add all these ones up, it is putting you into a dangerous situation. So I do advise people to have that conversation with a doctor or counsellor.
Thank you for that, Stephen. Thank you very much. What you're encouraging our listeners to do is to get some help. Call Lifeline or call one of the alcohol and drug specific services. Talk to your GP, talk to your friends, talk to anybody. Don't deal with it on your own. I think that's the message that I'm hearing you say. And if you want to know what the Lifeline number is, it's 13 11 14. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Stephen. We unfortunately need to move on, but please stay safe and stay well and enjoy the rest of your day.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.